Good morning. It's Friday, April 19th, National Garlic Day. Ooh, sorry, vampires. Hey, did you know that garlic has actually been used for trade since around 3000 BC? I remember it well. And now, the news. More than 100 people were arrested in New York on Thursday after police broke up a pro-Palestine protest at Columbia University. They were arrested for trespassing and detained without resistance, with students warning that more protests would follow. On the other end of the spectrum, university leaders vowed that they would crack down on unauthorized student protests. Which begs the question, what protests are authorized? I know sometimes they are. I know that's not like a yes or no thing, but isn't the very nature of a protest for it to be unauthorized and force a change in someone's day-to-day life so that a bigger, more necessary change can happen? Feels like that's the reason for a protest. Meanwhile, over in the UN, the United Nations Security Council failed to pass the Palestinian Authority's bid to join the UN as a full member, thanks to a no vote from the United States. Palestinians have participated in the UN sessions as a non-member observer for years, which means they are not technically a member, but are able to participate in other international groups, like the International Court of Justice, while not being able to do things like vote on resolutions. The United States has long maintained that Palestinian statehood should come after a peace negotiation between Israel and Palestinians, so this vote is a continuation of that stance. The United States and Britain announced new sanctions against Iran on Thursday, aimed at disrupting their ability to produce the aerial vehicles used in their attack on Israel, as well as blocking steel exports that bring in billions of dollars in revenue. Billions of dollars for steel exports. Should I be getting into steel? Should we all be getting into steel? And in the meantime, the world is just waiting to hear how Israel will retaliate against Iran for last weekend's attack. I would suggest, you know, if it were me, my suggestion would be don't. But no one's asking me, unfortunately. So it looks like Israel has carried out their strike within Iran. Breaking news as I record this, but I wanted to record it now. We don't know if there will be more information between by the time I'm recording this and by the time you hear this Friday morning. But multiple explosions were heard outside of a military base just hours after Iran's foreign minister said that if Israel does take any further military action against Iran, the response would be immediate and at a maximum level. Again, this is breaking news, so lots of unanswered questions, which is my least favorite way to leave you with a story in this silly little show, but that is where we're at right now. Israel has started their retaliation attack against Iran. We do not know if they are done, and we do not know what Iran's response to this retaliation will be. Following last October's deadly shooting spree in Maine, the state legislature passed a series of new gun laws on Thursday that include background checks on private gun sales, waiting periods for gun purchases, and criminalizing gun sales to prohibited people. So wild. So what's happened here? I really had to read this like a lot to try and figure it out, but it sounds like what has happened in Maine is that there was a horrific act of violence, and then the state, it appears that they took action, and it seems like they are trying to prevent it from happening again, and part of that is by creating these new laws. It's really something to see. Again, wow, wild, you know? But of course, the big story on Thursday was after two jurors in the Trump election information interference crimes case, is that the name now? That's it? Were dismissed when questions of impartiality and general truth arose following their being sworn in. Thursday ended with 12 whole jurors being selected and sworn in. That's right. We've got ourselves a jury. We just need 5 more alternate jurors to be found. 1 alt was found in addition to the full jury on Thursday. Judge Marchand expects those 5 alternate jurors to be found and sworn in today, meaning this show could get on the road as early as Monday. To prepare for that possibility, Team Trump has asked who the first three witnesses in this case will be. Judge Marchand refused to give up that information because even though Team Trump promised that Trump would not tweet about the witnesses, the judge said, quote, "I don't think you can make that representation." To which Team Trump said, "Ah, you got me. We tried, though. We did try. But no, I do see what you're saying. So, okay." So yeah, the jurors are selected and sworn in beyond those five additional alts that will need to be hopefully found today. And because of that, I do want to talk about something. One of those two jurors who was excused on Thursday said that they did not feel like they could be impartial because their friends and family had already figured out that they were on the case, since some of the news outlets were giving out really specific information, including descriptions of what they look like and specifically what they do for work. Because of that, the judge ordered the press to not report on physical descriptions or where these jurors currently work. So it makes absolute sense then that CNN actually has incredibly detailed descriptions up on their site about where these jurors work, where they're from, their marital status, whether or not they have kids, hobbies are noted, all that kind of stuff. Now, I'm not going to read from this list to give you an example because I don't want to do what they did, but I'm not kidding. If I were on the jury, CNN would be like, "Juror number three lives in Los Angeles, is not married, works in television production, and runs a nonprofit for voter education. Her hobbies include staring at her cat for hours at a time." That's how specific it is. Also of note, prosecutors say that Trump violated his gag order another 7 times. So at some point, someone should probably do something about that. Actually, they are going to do something about that. A hearing on Trump's gag order violation is set to take place on Tuesday. And that's it. That's the news. I'm proud of garlic. It's so good. Hey, can I give you a tip? Nobody has ever thought about this before. So prepare to have your little cooking mind blown. Anytime a recipe calls for garlic, put more than it calls for. I know. Whoa. But try it. You'll not be disappointed. But more than that, because you are also a revelation. I'm proud of you.